Well, hello there. Welcome back to the Professionally Silly Podcast, the podcast where we shoot the shit and we talk about the paranormal, true crime, and some random ass topics that I find online. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the show hosted by a broke ass comedian who has recently found a new coffee creamer flavor, M&M's flavor, and it's fucking amazing. Thank you, Coffee Mate. And no, they are not a sponsor. I just really enjoy their creamer. So let me tell you what happened. I was at the market, and yes, sometimes I use the word market. And anyway, I went to get another hazelnut flavored creamer and came across the M&M flavor. And my eyes got big and excited. Now, around the same time, this older white woman arrives with her cart, and we saw the new flavor at the same time. We looked at the new flavor, and then we looked at each other. And then we looked at the creamer again, and then back again at each other. It was almost as if we both knew we shouldn't get this flavor because we both felt like fat asses at that time. You know what I mean? Then I said to her, if you get one, then I'll get one. And she responded with, deal. So I handed her one, and we just laughed. You know, see, Trump didn't want this, y'all. He won't it. Okay, me and this older white woman shared a beautiful fat bitch moment at a grocery store, and it was beautiful. It really was. Then she told me that she saw another brand of coffee creamer, the Delight brand, and they had Fruity Pebble and Cocoa Puffs flavored creamer as well. So we looked at those together and then looked at each other and then looked at the creamers again, and we both realized that we were already doing too much with the M&M flavored creamer and decided to only purchase that one. So Barbara and I had a lovely stranger moment together. I don't know if that was her name or not, but she looked like a Barbara, okay? You know, and other news, you know, I like to tell y'all what's going on in my life before this thing start, you know what I'm saying? So my mom just had surgery the other day, and she's doing well and is healing nicely, you know. She should be home hopefully in the next few days, and I'll be her caretaker during the next couple of months. And oh God, I really hate to see my mom in pain and not comfortable, so I'm not looking forward to it because I'm just like, oh, I just want to take all your pain, you know? Like, it's my mom, you know what I'm saying? But I tell you what, I am glad that I moved back to Atlanta when I did, because it's a blessing that I'm here to be able to help her during these, you know, during this time in her life, you know. But she's also needy as fuck, y'all. Like, okay. When I moved out of the house, okay, she had taken over my closet, and she's done that for every closet in this damn house. Okay, all of her clothes are everywhere. Okay, so when I moved back, I was thinking, oh, she's gonna move some stuff so I can fit. Nope. No, I've been here 3 months, y'all, and I still only have use of half my damn closet, okay? But don't, she is working on it, you know. But there were some hat boxes, okay? And they were like, you know, three boxes. One was bigger than the other. I mean, one was smaller than the other, excuse me. So I took them out of my closet, and I put them on the floor in the guest bedroom closet. And now, mind you, the floor is carpeted, it's really clean, everything's fine. She got mad at me because I put her boxes on the floor. I don't want my boxes on the floor. That's not how she sounds. That's just how I don't know why I do it like that. But I'm like, Ma, it's fine. Nobody even comes in here but you. Like, it's fine. Still, I don't want my boxes on the floor. So we had to rearrange the guest room closet just so her boxes would fit on the shelf in that closet. Hats that she's never going to fucking wear again, mind you. Okay, needy as fuck. I love her to death. I swear I do. Oh my God. So your girl is gonna be busy as hell while I am, you know, helping take care of my mother. Now I'm not by myself. I've got my dad. You know, he's got double vision right now, so he's seeing two of everything. So we're working on clearing that up for him. So I'm the driver of the family. I drive everybody everywhere. Then there's my cousin Marcus. He has two jobs. He's in the military, and he also helps manage a restaurant downtown in Atlanta. So he's not here a lot, but when he is here, he's extremely helpful. And, you know, I'm lucky. I got great ass dope humans in my life. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, your girl's going to be busy as hell, but I should still be able to post podcasts every Friday and still post YouTube videos for you guys every Wednesday and Sunday. And for some reason, that I can't, then I'll be sure to let you guys know on my social media platforms if there's a reason why I can't get something up in time. So be sure that you follow this podcast on IG and the Twitter page at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY, for updates on things like that. Speaking of YouTube videos, that's a nice little segue. I just posted a couple of videos on my Professionally Silly channel and one on my Paranormal Blacktivity channel. Yes, I posted a total of 4 videos in the last week. Your girl has been on her content creation game hard as fuck. Okay, I posted 3 videos on my Professionally Silly channel, and we got to try a new tequila together called Vespertino. God, my gringo accent probably fucked that name up. And it's a tequila crema. Okay, it's similar to Bailey's Irish Cream with tequila, but it's with tequila, and it's fucking amazing. And it's got like this awesome, they added like this awesome cinnamon flavor too. Oh man, it's so fucking good. I also tried out another 360 VR video, and you know, virtual reality video, where I went camping alone, and it was fucking terrifying. Okay, I get scared easily, so I think you may enjoy the fear in my screams. because these 360 VR games and videos, they're insane. You put in the earphones and the headgear, and you are really immersed in the game, like it's like you're there. So it's really easy to forget that it's just a game or it's just a video. So I screamed like a little bitch. I did. I screamed like a little bitch. Enjoy that, you know. I also posted a video called I've Got News, where I share some information about my mom's surgery, and I shared a new fad that I just discovered as well. Adult coloring books. Google it or take a look on Amazon. They have some really interesting coloring books for grown folks, okay? One is called 50 Shades of Bullshit. Love that. That's just a great title. There's another one called The Florida Man Coloring Book, which is on my wish list, by the way. They have serial killer coloring books. I don't really think I want those. They have zombie ones, sexual ones, and more. I bought 3 books, and they should arrive sometime this week, and I'm soups excited about them. Damn right. I'm going to go to Michael's or Hobby Lobby sometime this weekend and get me some colored pencils, because I don't use crayons. I'm not a sociopath. Anyways, check out these videos. They're a lot of fun. On my Paranormal Blacktivity channel, I went ahead and I went to Arabia Mountain, that's in DeKalb County here in Atlanta, Georgia. And my cousin took me, and he wanted me to break out the Necrophonic app to see if we can communicate with any spirits. Now, he didn't really believe in that shit. He just wanted to see for himself if it was real. Let's just say he is now a believer. So check out my YouTube channels, Professionally Silly and Paranormal Blacktivity. I'll have the links to those videos down in the show notes so you can enjoy those. Okay, on with the show. On with the show. Last week, we talked about criminals who got caught by social media, and we learned that there are idiots in this world, which is usually a lesson we learn on this podcast, let's be honest with us. But there are idiots in this world who post their crimes. Every time I say crime, I think the word true ahead of it. They post their crimes on social media and are actually surprised when they're caught and arrested. I don't understand the shock. You know, it absolutely makes no sense to me, but it makes a great podcast episode. So a huge thank you to the dumbasses that post their crimes online. The episode was a success. Thank you. As a reminder, guys, if you have any fun, scary, embarrassing, funny, creepy stories, what have you, any experiences that you want to share, send them in. Email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Everything is spelled correctly. For those of you who are wondering, there's only one F in professionally. Just I'll let you know. I cover some pretty random kick-ass topics, so if you want to join in on the silly, hit a bitch up. Send it in. Give me a hint on what it is in the subject line of the email, because I want to read it for the first time with you guys and share it. It was more fun that way. Plus, if you have any topic ideas, you can let me know in the email, or you can send it to me on our Instagram and Twitter, at It's Pro Silly, or our new Professionally Silly podcast. Wow, that came out weird. Our new Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Your girl gets around, y'all. This week, we're going to go ahead and look into some insane Pokemon Go stories. So for those of you that have no idea what Pokemon Go is, it's a location-based augmented reality, AR. It's a gaming app that uses your GPS location, and it uses your phone's GPS and allows you to locate and capture Pokemon characters in the real world. And a lot of people tend to get lost in the game and sometimes end up in scary situations, man. All right, the Pokemon characters will pop up in what seems to be in your actual location. It allows its users to capture these imaginary-ass characters in real life, okay? Look it up on YouTube. Look up YouTube videos of people playing it. You'll understand better if you see it for yourself. Now, people have been robbed playing this game, injured, arrested for trespassing, and more, all because they became immersed in a game and forgot to pay attention to their real life. Shit is insane. So, let's make a game of it, guys, okay? All right, let's do that. Every time I say Pokemon, you guys have to drink. So go ahead and pause this podcast real quick. Go get your favorite drink. Make it, open it, whatever you do, okay? Because you're going to get lit. But let's make sure that you're at the right drinking age in the country that you're in, okay? Legally, I have to add that part. I don't need no lawsuits, all right? But before we get into that, if you'd like to support this podcast, apparently, I'm not even sure if you should. I can't speak. If you would like to support this podcast, please leave this podcast a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you're using. Now, Apple Podcast reviews are super important because their reviews seem to hold the most weight, and not every podcast platform has the option for you to even leave a review, which is insane, I think, you know? Now, shit. Speaking of which, I have another new podcast review to share with you guys. I'm super excited about it. I also have a listener that I would like to shout out. So stay tuned, because that will be towards the end of the show. So let's go ahead and get in it. Yeah. Get in it. I don't know why I said it like that. Yay! So the Pokemon Go game, uses location tracking and mapping technology to create an AR world, augmented reality, where players can catch and also train their Pokemon characters, in their real life locations, which is kind of cool. It's kind of cool. So for instance, if you're in your backyard looking at your phone screen, you could see your backyard clearly, and the Pokemon could be in your backyard as well, if it's available, one of the characters. That's kind of cool. Now, I've seen something like this. There was a zombie game that I tried to play on my old piece of shit Android phone that I used to have before I decided to switch over to Apple because, again, not a sociopath. By the way, I know that everybody who does things I don't like are not sociopaths. I'm joking. Calm down. But there was a zombie game where you could, like, kill zombies in your house or while you're at Walmart or what have you. It was really interesting, a lot of fun. But anywho, the gaming map is similar to Google Maps, but they replace street names and landmarks with Pokemon shit. You know what I mean? And now you do have to be 13 years or older to play the game, but let's be honest, anyone can play if they wanted to. Hence all the 9-year-olds on TikTok. Ugh. Anytime a kid comes and follows me on TikTok, dude, I just block them. My content is not for children, and I'm aware of it. It says on my page, 18 and up. By the way, follow me on TikTok, at Amber Smiles Jones. Everything is spelled correctly. Don't you dare put a Z in the word smiles. I know I'm black, but I spell things the way they're supposed to be spelled. Leave me alone. Okay. Little rant there. So pretty much, people pretty much are walking around in their real world on their screens looking for imaginary creatures. So the characters appear on your gaming map, from what I understand. I had to do research on this because I've actually never played Pokemon Go. So this is all research for me, okay? So if I'm wrong, you know, you can tell Google to kiss your ass, because Google is what told me this shit, okay? Now, when the users are close to the range of the character, the Pokemon will show up on your phone screen. You'll get like a notification or some shit. Hey, man, there's a Pokemon nearby. Gotta catch them all. Drink. And now the goal is to collect as many different characters as you can, as possible. And bruh, there are over 100 of those Pokemon characters to catch. That's a lot. That's a lot. I don't have the time to catch them all. I have responsibilities, bitches. What? Plus, after reading these stories, not sure it's a good idea for me to be catching shit. Because I'll fuck around and catch a charge. You understand? Also, please forgive me for when I pronounce any of the names I come across of the Pokemon characters. Drink. I'm going to say them wrong. I know it. I know it. I'm going to say them incorrectly as fuck. Also, check out the It's Pro Silly Instagram page for pictures and our videos pertaining to this episode. All right, so the only Pokemon characters that I can think of, like off the top of my head, clearly Pikachu. Everybody knows that some bitch. Okay. I think there was a Raichu. I think there was like a Squirtle. I think he was like a turtle or some shit. Right. There was another one that I knew. I don't remember now. I don't remember. Pikachu, Raichu, Squirtle. Yeah, after that, I'm kind of don't know. I feel like an asshole. Oh my God. Okay, wait, no. Let me think. Charmander. I remember him. Wasn't he like a dinosaur, and he was on fire, or he shot fire, or his tail was on fire or some shit. Let me guess one more. Wasn't there like a rat and like a hawk? There was like a snake. There are just lots of animal characters that just look terrifying but cute at the same time. Wasn't there like a Jigglypuff? You know what? I can just hear all the Pokemon players and lovers just cringing as they listen to me destroy the names of these characters. Oh my God. Let's get on to the first story. Okay, so sorry about that, guys. I tried so hard to remember, because it's funny. I used to collect Pokemon cards when I was in middle school, but I did it because everybody else was doing it, but I wasn't super into the characters. Plus, I was in like 7th or 8th grade, so I don't know. I haven't watched or paid attention to Pokemon cards since. I think I still have them. I don't know where they are, though. I think my mom gave them away. Anyways, let's start with something light to dip our toes into, if you will. Just to get you in the what-the-fuck mood, okay? Because there's going to be a few of those in today's episode. So, we have two men who were in their early 20s, they fell off a fucking cliff playing this game, okay? They fell down a 50 to 90 foot cliff in Encinitas, California. And this was in San Diego County area, in that area. So now the app has warnings, you know, telling people, I mean, the app always has, it's telling people to watch, you know, for cliffs and look out for signs that say, like, you know, do not cross or no trespassing. You know, just pretty much, you know, watch where the fuck you're going, dumbass. Warning signs. Okay, those are the signs that were out there. So we had two men that didn't pay attention at all and fell off the side of a cliff. Now, firefighters showed up and found the men towards the bottom of the cliff. All right, now one man fell about 50 feet and the other fell about 90 feet. Now, these two men ignored every warning sign they came across so they could get to the bluff. Now, luckily, these men didn't die, but did have some pretty, you know, some pretty severe injuries. I mean, they fell off a fucking cliff, you know, you know, because cliff, you know. Now, this level of stupid is insane to me. The creators of Pokemon Go had the idea of getting people off their asses to play outside instead of sitting on a couch or in their gaming chair to play video games. They had no idea that there would be so many idiots who would find ways to injure themselves. People have tripped over rocks, run into walls, poles, parked cars. Just, it's ridiculous. You know, it's ridiculous. Now, these two men that fell off the cliff, their names were not released. Thank goodness for them, because that's some embarrassing ass shit. Okay? This is in fucking sane, people. All right? Look, see, this is what I'm saying. Exercise is dangerous, y'all, because cliffs and shit. That's all I'm trying to say. That's the moral of this particular story. Oh, my God. Jesus. Okay. So, that was just ridiculous. Because cliffs and shit. So we have a guy in Central Park, New York, who was live streaming his Pokemon Go experience. Drink. I'm pretty sure there's many times I said it and you haven't drank yet. You better be drinking, damn it. I will not be the only one. Anyways. I'm drinking coffee. I have to have sound in mind to record. Leave me alone. So anyways, this dude, he had several devices on him at the time. Now, a phone that he was streaming on was one of the devices. The phone he was actually playing the Pokemon Go on, drink. And I guess the other phone was just the phone for, like, phone calls. You know what I'm saying? His name was Ricky Yaneza. I don't know, I'm almost certain I messed up his name. But he was at Central Park early as fuck in the morning. And I believe it was around midnight or something like that along those lines. And he was robbed while live streaming. Homeboy caught his own mugging in his live stream. Can you believe that? A man snuck up behind him and wrapped his arm around Ricky's neck and took him to the ground, bro. And that piece of shit thief demanded all his devices and ran off. Ran off. Now, Ricky, from what I understand, frequents the park quite often along with many other players. And he was not paying attention to his surroundings and he fell victim to a piece of shit. Now, I'm not saying that it's Ricky's fault. I'm definitely not blaming the victim. You know what I'm saying? However, playing a game while live streaming and not paying attention while you're in Central Park at night, like after midnight, just does not seem like the best idea to do alone and not be paying attention to where the fuck you're going. You know, now luckily he only had minor injuries. He scraped his elbow and had a bruise on his face. Now Ricky says, and I quote, "I'm alive. That's all that matters." And hey, you're right, friend, but you could have still had all your devices if he was being just a little bit smarter, brother. That's all I'm saying. Damn, buddy was lucky as fuck that he wasn't killed. Holy shit. I don't even like to be in the house alone at night by myself. I don't like that. Let alone out and about not paying attention to the shit around me at midnight in New York. What the fuck? His live stream viewers saw the entire ordeal unfold right before their eyes. This video, of course, went viral. As I'm sure you can imagine. It's insane. So here's a little audio clip of the video, and I'll be sure to put it up on the It's Pro Silly Instagram page so that you guys can, I don't know, enjoy his bad luck. I don't know how to witness what happened. Yes, that's a better way of putting that. Okay.
Good, I don't have it. Look at this. Okay, we're going to check our egg. I doubt we will get 2 points. Or hopefully it's really soon. Let's see. Because I'm not just run away from this thing. Look at me, just a lazy Pokemon player.
Take it off. No, please. Take it off. Let's go. Please. Please.
So, you got to hear it for yourself. He was like, give me it all. So, you know, that particular piece of shit thief, you know, he did what Pokemon said. He caught them all. that was a horrible joke. But this dude, Ricky, he did survive. He did only have minor injuries. But, you know, all of this could have been avoided, honestly, if he was just paying attention to his surroundings. Because Buddy comes up from across the fucking street, like, and comes up. And I really fucking hate the fact that the robber was black. Oh, my God. When one person fucks up, we all fuck up. You know what I'm saying? But when one of us succeed, we all succeed. You can imagine how niggas felt when Obama became president. We was like, bitch, we in the White House tonight, ho, ow! And that's how also we felt when Kamala Harris took VP. It is what it is, okay? But that is some crazy-ass shit, okay? So if you're going to play Pokemon Go in the middle of the night by yourself in a dangerous any dangerous location, I mean, any location is dangerous after midnight. Don't be going places by yourself at the midnight, man. Just don't do that. Don't. Yeah, that's a big no. Man, I guess we just had a real man of genius. If you are, you're pretty dope if you remember that. That means you're of age. Okay. So the next story, all right, is this next one really annoys my soul, like a lot, like so much. Oh my God, my soul hurts. I get that people are competitive, but there are certain places no one should be playing games of any kind. Okay? Is it absolutely necessary to catch them all at a Holocaust museum? Or the 9/11 memorial site? I feel like places like those should be protected from gamers. And it's a weird sentence that I never thought I would fucking say. These places should be protected from gamers. That sounds weird as shit. Okay, what just happened to common goddamn sense and decency? You know what I'm saying? It's just not a place to play. It's where you go to learn, to mourn, to pay your respects. It is not a place where you gotta get a Squirtle or whatever that turtle, I think it's Squirtle. I think it's like a turtle that squirts shit. I don't know. But all right. So Andrew Hollinger, the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum's communications director, that is a mouthful, said, and I quote, Pokemon Go is not appropriate for a memorial dedicated to the victims of Nazism. And I completely agree, 135,000,000% agree. The creators of the game definitely should have teamed up with Google and discussed not including sites such as these in their game. As disrespectful as fuck and as tone deaf as hell, okay? Good God. Now, this exact thing happened in the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. And one user showed that a coughing, I don't know. It's a poison gas Pokemon. You know, I don't know. And and anyways, a Kofing was inside the museum near the Helena Rubinstein Auditorium. Okay. Now, this is the place where they teach you about the Nazis and how they murdered millions of people using the gas chambers. Okay. It is not a place for games. One gamer said, and I quote, "It's not like we came here to play, but gotta catch them all." Her name was Angie, and she declined to share her last name, probably because that bitch knew that people would drag her ass for that stupid-ass comment and for playing the game there. Seems to me she knew it was dumb as fuck to play there, hence the secrecy of her fucking name. Now, I cannot be the only person who wants to punch this cunt in the face. I do. I want to punch that cunt in the face. Okay? Because that is just disrespectful. You know, it's not like we came here to play, but gotta catch them all. No, bitch, you don't. You could have put your phone down. You know what I'm saying? There are certain places where you just don't play games, man. Especially one that's in an augmented reality where you're like having Pokemon battles in a place that is supposed to be sacred, in a place that you're supposed to mourn and pay your respects. What the fuck? I'm sorry. That just really pissed me off. I told y'all in the beginning of this that my soul was annoyed. Okay? So, what a cunt. If anybody knows who that bitch is, let me know. Okay? Because I'm going to send her a very rude tweet. Okay? I can't send her a death threat. That's not, you know, that's not a good idea. It's against the law. But I will be rude in a tweet or a Facebook post or something. What a cunt. Ugh. Okay, sorry. People are dumb. That lady was a cunt. Okay, sorry. I've never called somebody a cunt so often, or even used the word that often, but that chick was a cunt. All right. By the way, this podcast episode is not for children. Probably should have said that before. Let's go on to the next story here. Now, according to LiveScience.com, Pokemon Go drink was responsible for 47% of the increase of car accidents in 2016. Now, this is the year, I believe this is the year that the game launched. Now, the fact that people are playing this game while driving is insane to me. Okay, people crash their cars just texting and driving. Drinking and driving. Any kind of distractive thing while driving. Not a good idea. Stupid is as stupid does, bruh. That's how I feel. Okay? Now, according to the Washington Post, there was a study called Death by Pokemon Go, which, you know, the title of that study alone says a lot, okay? Now, they analyzed thousands of traffic accident reports for one Indiana county after the game came out, and they focused on what's called Pokestops. Now, from what I understand, these are landmarks in the game where players can collect characters in the game for free, I think. I think it's for free. So they found a 28% increase in crashes near these Pokestops after the game came out in 2016. There was a this guy in Auburn, New York, Stephen Carey, who was driving and playing the game on his phone, all right? He crashes his car into a fucking tree. What the fuck? He hit something that wasn't even moving or on the fucking road. Like, the tree was just on the, wasn't even on the road, bro. Like, he could have fucking killed somebody. He really could have. Now, Steven broke his ankle and got some cuts on his legs, and the car crash sent his engine into the car's passenger compartment. What the entire stupid fuck? I cannot understand why this game has created so many dumbasses. Or maybe the dumbasses already existed, and then they got to practice their skill of dumbassistry. That's not a word. I don't even know what the fuck I just said. Okay, they got to practice their skill of dumbassness, if you will, because this game came. I don't get it. Now, in Baltimore, Maryland, also has a sheriff stupid. We have a guy who was playing the game. And he not only did he crash his vehicle, his car, into a parked car, but this parked car was a police vehicle. And get this, there were three officers chatting on the sidewalk when it happened. One of the officers managed to even catch it on his body cam. Oh, there's so much evidence against that clown. So much evidence. You're going to court, sir. Going to court. You're going to be charged with something. Reckless endangerment or whatever the fuck. I don't know the charge, but you're in trouble. Now, luckily, no one was hurt, thank God. You know, but that's got to suck, hitting a cop car. Holy shit. That is cringy as fuck just to think about. And from what I could see of the blurring of this suspect in the video, is that I think he was a man of color. I don't know if he was black or Hispanic or Samoan, Asian. I don't know. I couldn't tell. He was all blurred, but he was definitely a little darker than white, or he was a white dude with an amazing tan. All right. Now, being a person of color, listen, I'm not the hugest fan of police, and I have cops and FBI in my family. Okay, I don't trust their asses either. I love them. But when they're in uniform, I don't trust them. I love them. By the way, congratulations to my cousin. She has just become one of the first female, black female captain. You know, I'm not going to tell you exactly where, because it's none of your fucking business, but it's in a city somewhere in Georgia. Know that. And she is captain of the police force in her city. And I'm very proud of her. I love her, but when she's in uniform, look, bro, I obey all laws. I don't talk shit. Seatbelt stay on. Hands at 10 and 2. You know? I love my cousin. But, yeah. But congratulations, cousin. I love you. There's a good chance she's not listening to this, so that's okay. So, yeah, these officers caught this on their body cam. And then when he gets out of the car, the first thing he says is, oh, I shouldn't have been playing this game. No shit, bitch. And he had passengers in the car. Oh, my God. The level of stupid. It makes me sick to my stomach. Oh, does anybody else have to vomit? All this stupidity is making me queasy. Ugh. Okay, now this right here is just creepy as fuck. There's no other way to describe this. this story includes a dead body, so there's that. 19-year-old Shayla Wiggins found a dead body in a river in Wyoming. Yeah, this is the year that Pokemon Go was released. Now, she was playing the game early one morning by Big Wind River. And those of you from Wyoming, I don't know if there's any listeners from there, but you probably know where that is. And she went out there to find some game characters. And she said, and I quote, "As I looked one way, I noticed that there was something in the water in front of me. And so I took a closer look and I saw it was a body." Now, she called 911 and waited for the police. And I gotta be honest with you, if it were me, I would have been terrified as fuck had I found a body anywhere. I definitely would have called the cops, but shit, I'd have been terrified to stay there, because in my mind, that dude was murdered. Immediately, I would have assumed somebody was killed, like, on purpose. Because, you know, I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts and watch the Investigation Discovery Channel all the time. So, murder happens everywhere in my head, like, murder. just murder, you know? So anyways, I can't even imagine how terrifying that was for her. You know, she said that she was crying and shaking because it was scary, and bruh, she's not lying. Holy shit. There was a dead body, you know, and she doesn't know how that person died or how long they've been there or when they died. Could those people who, in my brain, I would have thought, could those people who killed him be around still? Yeah, I don't know. You know. Anyways, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office said that it appeared to be an accidental drowning, according to the evidence that they had at the time of me finding this article. Now, my true crime brain, like I said, would have assumed murder, like, immediately. Okay, my mind just goes to the worst case ever. I have no idea why. It's just the way I'm built. Okay, it is the way I am built. But also, I think that paranoia and fear and clarity that shit happens, it has kept me safe over the years. You know, had I been into true crime when I was in college, half the shit that happened to me wouldn't have happened, because I would have been prepared. Okay, good God. See, this is why everybody needs to get into true crime. You know what I'm saying? But also, because I'm into it, I will be like driving down the street or on the highway, and if I see a big black bag of garbage sitting on the side of the road, I immediately think it's a body. Immediately. I never pull over to take a closer look or anything like that, because it's usually not safe for me to pull over at that time. Plus, I'm usually by myself when I see shit like that. You know, I ain't pulling over to see if it's a dead body by myself. No, 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 no. 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 So, yeah, my paranoia keeps me really safe. Really does. I also don't go to random ice cream trucks or any type of vans. I stay away from vans. You know, if you have a van, don't approach me with shit. I'm running. You are going to abduct me because I'm too old to be kidnapped. So it is what it is. That's how I feel. I don't trust people who own vans. I'm sure you're really nice with your dog grooming business or whatever it is that you do in the back of your fucking van. But don't tell me that you drive a van. Okay, because no. I'm staying clear away from you. That's just how I feel about it. Well, this was a random episode, wasn't it? It's been on my list of podcast episodes to record for almost a year now. And I have dozens and dozens and dozens of podcast episodes ideas that I have in my phone. And I'm thinking, man, I gotta do this one. I don't know why this is the weekend that I chose it, but Pokemon Go stories, who fucking knew, right? If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's pay fucking attention to your surroundings. Professionally silly life rules, people. No game is worth losing your life or taking someone else's, okay? Gotta be smarter, humans. We gotta be smarter. Oh my God. If you have a Pokemon Go story, which would be really random, send it in. You can email me your stories at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. And I'll be in the down in the show notes, the email will be there. Now, if you have some other interesting stories perhaps you want to share, send those in. Scary, funny, embarrassing, paranormal, creepy. Maybe you have a confession or a secret you want to get off your chest. You can send that in anonymously. You know what I'm saying? Or if you just want to say, hey, I love your sexy radio voice. You know, you can say that too. That's totally fine. Email it to me. You know what I'm saying? itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Okay? Also, if you're not tipsy by now, and I didn't say Pokemon enough, you know, or you were cheating the entire time. So if that's the case, Pokemon, 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 Pokemon. Drink up, bitches. Okay? Also, guys, don't forget that you can leave me a message on the Anchor app or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voicemail or a text message, and I'll put you on the podcast unless you say otherwise. I'm serious. Call me. I would love, love, love to have some call-ins, answer your questions, maybe, you know, whatever. Maybe you have a comment about an episode that you saw. Or, I mean, that you heard. It doesn't matter how old the episode was. If you listen to a podcast episode, like back when I started it a few years ago, that's fine. If it's new to you, it's still important. Okay? Don't feel like you can't discuss older episodes with me, because you can. You know what I'm saying? You can do that on the phone, text me, call me, leave a message, or you can go ahead and take it to the Facebook group, the Professionally Silly Podcast group. We can discuss it all there, baby. Ain't no too old. Go ahead. Don't hit now. You know? Shout out to thethings.com, CNN.com, ABCnews.go.com, pedestrian.tv, and BBC.com for providing us with these Pokemon gems. Be careful out there, guys. All right? You don't have to catch them all everywhere at all times. All right? Just be careful. I want to thank you guys so much for your support and coming back every week. And if this is your first time listening, I hope you had some audible fun and that you return to join me every Friday as we get professionally silly up in this bitch. And if you're new, you can binge me, because your girl is bingeable now. I'm there. you know? and you're really lucky that you get to hear me for the first time. And I wish I could do that. Don't forget to support your girl by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts, if you've got that, okay? They are pretty much the podcast gods, all right? And if they like you on Apple Podcasts, you have a chance to reach more people, which would be what? Fucking titties. That would be amazing. Speaking of which, I have another podcast review to share with you guys this week, coming from, I'm thinking it's Popeycock or Popecock. Yeah. And and there's like a ton of numbers behind it. I want to address the name with a wow before sharing the review. Popecock. Beautiful name. Popecock says, the title says, such a fun person. You know, I'm going to say he's not wrong, but I could be wrong in assuming this person's gender. It's just the word cock. It just throws me off. He could be a farmer. Maybe he's got a lot of cocks, you know, because you know, it's a chicken. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. I farm dicks. He's like, you know, she's a fun person before she talks shit about my name. Anyways, Pope Cock or Poppy Cock says, love this podcast and Amber in general. Well, thank you, sir, or ma'am, or them. Thank you so much. This podcast loves you, as do I. You know what I'm saying? I really do appreciate you taking the time to leave a review. You see, it really means the world to me, and it doesn't take a lot of time. This particular listener wrote one sentence, and it was appreciated. It totally was. So thank you so fucking much. You know what I'm saying? I share the Apple Podcast reviews with you guys because those are the only ones that I have that I have access to at the moment. But if you did leave a review elsewhere, please let me know on the Professionally Silly Podcast group on Facebook or the podcast Twitter/IG page at It's Pro Silly. Okay. Leaving a 5-star and written review really helps your girl make it into the podcast algorithm. Now, this helps my podcast be suggested to new listeners, which is my goal. And that would be what? Fucking titties, damn right. Okay, that's pretty much the main goal there. I want to reach as many people as possible. Now, if you enjoy this podcast, the Professionally Silly Podcast of Awesome, okay, and you want to help out, you can now support my silly content by making monthly donations. Now, this will be very helpful in making the Professionally Silly Podcast even better and help move the silly forward, okay? You can make monthly donations as low as 99 cents a month. What? We spend more on coffee, weed, candy, shit we shouldn't be getting, you know, all kinds of stuff. Not as low as 99 cents a month. You can do $4.99 or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you have commitment issues or you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal, my friend. www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. Okay, help me keep the silly flowing. That'll be dope. All right, speaking of which, I'm going to go ahead and shout out to Erica for donating to the Professionally Silly content via PayPal. I'm not sure if she wants me to share the amount that she sent, so I won't. But homegirl dug deep, okay? And it is very appreciated. So thank you so much, Erica. It means the world to me that you believe in my content enough to help me with it. I really, really appreciate it. Because as you guys know, I don't get no income for any of the content that I provide. I don't. I don't. On my YouTube channel, it took me 8 years to make less than $1,000. So, yeah. So that's where we are. And you're not hearing any ads or sponsorships in this podcast like you were in the beginning, because Anchor turned my shit off. So I don't even get money for that. And it took me about 2 years to make $118 by doing that. So yeah, your girl ain't making that much money. So Erica, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Make sure you guys check out in the show notes for some bonus information like my social media stuff. You know, I got Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and two YouTube channels, the Professionally Silly channel and the Paranormal Blacktivity channel. And all my personal and podcast social media information is down below in the show notes. You know, I'm Shan. So don't forget, as well, this podcast does now have an Instagram and a Twitter at It's Pro Silly. ITSPRO and then the word silly, okay? Now, I posted some pictures and videos pertaining to this episode, so you don't want to miss out on that. And there's also a Facebook group page called the Professionally Silly Podcast Group. You can share your opinions of my older and newer episodes. So, like I said before, it does not matter how old the episode is. Let's talk about it if you want to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Plus, there's a good chance there are some people in the group who have not heard those older episodes. And they probably don't even know that particular episode exists, because I got over 100 episodes now at this point. So, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. You know what I'm saying? So post silly, true crime, paranormal memes. Let's just have some fun. Post whatever you want, man. Let's just, as long as it's lighthearted and fun or silly or what have you, post that shit. I want to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Now, I've also got a P.O. box, so you can old school snail mail a bitch, you know what I'm saying, if you would like to. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Once again, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. All right, make sure you write that out to Amber Smiles Jones, you know what I'm saying. And I guess once again, guys, it's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. Also, pay attention to your surroundings when you're playing Pokemon Go or any other AR game. Just, you know, look up every now and then. All right? Okay. Take it easy, guys. See you next week.